It is another red day across the board, basically. We have Bitcoin barely hovering above $10,000. Is it set to break below five figures and actually stay below five figures for quite some time? Are we headed back to the dreaded 8K and are the alts going along with it? Let's take a look at where everything is, where things might be going to. Also look historically at what has happened in previous Januaries. That's been a subject of discussion for a lot of people, as this seems to happen almost every start of a new year with crypto. So is this something that is just some kind of an annual trend where everybody gets their face ripped off in the month of January? Or is there a greater reasoning behind this with the growth of crypto, with the futures that are now available, with all the new aspects that are happening with the crypto world that we really haven't seen in the past, with the new developments that have come now that there is a $500+ billion market cap in the crypto world? A quick note, I am going down to Miami for the Bitcoin conference. So as far as crypto happy hours go, I don't know if I'll have good enough internet to do any streaming or anything like that. So just an FYI there, but I will try to be interviewing and speaking with as many people as I possibly can. Any good content that I hear, anything that I think is worthwhile, I will definitely be passing that along with you. I'm paying that ticket out of my own pocket and all that travel out of my own pocket. So I think that hopefully I'll be able to gain some valuable insights from that conference that I can pass along to you guys. So hopefully that'll be something that you'll be hearing from in the next couple of days as I'm down there. But let's hop into the video. Let's go. So as you've looked at your Delta, your Blockfolio, whatever it is you use to track your portfolio, as yesterday, today so far has not been a great day for me. Not a lot of good news across the board. And you're going to start seeing stuff like this more and more often. This is Bloomberg talking about, did the Bitcoin bubble just burst? How it compares to history's big bubbles. This has literally happened. It's important to remember as we look at what is going on right now, how many times this has happened before in crypto, and the moves that have already gone down with the Bitcoin and the altcoin markets, and how ridiculously severe to the upside they were. Granted, if you didn't necessarily take profits, I'm going to be pretty frank, I really didn't take a lot of profit across the board, if much of any. I am just confident in these markets long term, and I didn't feel a massive need for me to start off the year by taking a bunch of profit across the board. So all that was paper gains for me, but I was a lot richer 2 days ago than I am today. But you're going to start seeing a lot of this across the board. This, did the Bitcoin bubble burst? The Bitcoin bubble's bursting. You're going to have friends and your family texting you saying, haha, look at you, you idiot. Bitcoin's bubble burst. Blah, blah, blah. Now, Ron Neuner, who is the host of CNBC Africa's like crypto show, he had a little bit of a tweet storm that I thought was pretty solid. A couple different things that you want to keep into perspective. So there's kind of two different ways you can look at it right now. And I know there's a lot of people that are watching this that fall into the latter half of the category, but looking at the investors in the marketplace right now, there's kind of two different sets of people. There's the people that got in, let's say 3-6 months ago or beyond. And if you got in 6 months ago, even if you got into the market in June of last year, you're still up 6x on Bitcoin and 10x up on Ethereum. That's massive moves. That the bubble is not nearly, you could still have a 80% correction and you could still be up on Bitcoin and on Ethereum if you got in June. Now, there's also those that got in the past month or 2 months that might be feeling a ton of pain, that might be feeling a ton of hurt right now. And for that, you have to look and you have to put things into a historical perspective now as far as things go. And for that, you can even look, there's a couple different things you can look at. So in the 1 year chart, there were literally 5 30% corrections on Bitcoin. There were five. The biggest one for me, or one of the most notable ones for me, was when all the stuff went down with China back in September. That one felt like it hurt pretty significantly, but there were literally 5 30% corrections in the past year. This is not necessarily the end of Bitcoin by any stretch. This is not the end of cryptocurrency. This is something that continuously happens in these markets as it moves up and up and up. Now,
you can also see from a historical perspective as well, outside of just this year and another fantastic tweet from Ron, but these are the quote-unquote major corrections that are worth looking at. And granted, as you move back into times like 2010, 2011, 2012, the market was significantly less liquid than it was now, significantly less developed. There was not as much infrastructure with Bitcoin, with cryptocurrency. There weren't futures. There weren't all these things that are now built out within the marketplace. But there were multiple times. In 2011, you had a 94% correction on Bitcoin. When I got into crypto in December of 2013, which the correction period was November 30th, 2013 to January 4th of 2015. When I got into crypto, I literally bought the tippity freaking top of Bitcoin and of some of these other altcoins back in late 2013. The market corrected 85%, basically bought into Bitcoin when it was at $1,000+. It corrected all the way down to $200. So there have been multiple times that this has happened, and likely, at least in my opinion, you are going to see a recovery of Bitcoin back to higher highs, and then you'll see at some point in time another recovery of it again. If history is any level of an indicator of what this means and what is going on, then everything will be okay. When you look at the overall charts and you zoom things out, I mean, we look at Bitcoin right now, and you know, I don't want to just pick on Bitcoin. Obviously, there's other altcoins there that have led the, you know, that have led the market too. But you look at Bitcoin in the past year, that was a crazy run up. And if you were to draw this chart, and if this chart, instead of going all the way up to 20K, but if it took a slower move instead of just going absolutely parabolic in the month of December, things wouldn't look so bad at all. Things would not look so bad if this, you know, if from Bitcoin in November, when it was sitting at $7,000, if it didn't move up from 7K to 20K, basically in the course of, oh, let's see. Let's pop this over in full screen for you. If Bitcoin didn't move from, oh, on November 9th, let's say $7,000, all the way up to $20,000 in 43 days, basically just an absolute vertical parabolic move, and we took a slow, steady move over the, you know, next 75 days instead to $10,000, that wouldn't look anywhere near severe, and this would actually look like, oh, wow, this is a beautiful, healthy chart. Instead, we went parabolic, and now we're having a little bit of a pullback. Is that absolutely logical? Yeah, absolutely, in my opinion. I think that it makes full and total sense. Trees don't grow to the sky, and there had to be some point in time where Bitcoin was going to pull back and was going to not continue to move forever. Now, there's also people saying that this has to do with the futures and that Wall Street and some of the bigger fish in the ocean out there, the second the futures were announced, basically bid up the crypto markets ridiculously high, kind of contributed to that parabolic move. And then as the futures contract expiration neared, bid them back down to short the market. So who knows exactly what this, you know, who knows exactly what the cause of the correction here is, but I would say it's should have been expected. It was expected on my end. I just had no idea of when it was going to happen. But I'm still at this point in time not really truly panicking just because I'm able to zoom out my vision. The one thing I will say is that if you bought $15,000 Bitcoin or $16,000, $17,000, $18,000, $19,000 Bitcoin or alts when they were in their, you know, absolute top high ranges, the one thing I will say there is, yes, it definitely hurts. There's no way to say that a 50% correction, a 60% correction from your initial investment is not a painful experience. The one thing I would say to that, though, is to try to, as best as possible, not get discouraged and stick with it. This is number one why people say don't invest more than you can afford to lose, because you really can lose quite a bit of money in these cryptocurrency markets on paper or in realized losses as well if you pull the trigger and decide to sell. But when I look back at my experience in December of 2013, when I first got in and the excitement that I had in crypto, and it was basically at an all-time high, and as the price went down, my excitement dipped and dipped and dipped a little bit, almost to the point of it just, the price just beat me down and beat me down and beat me down. And I kept my initial investments in, but if I really had strong conviction and stayed with the markets to a greater effect, regardless of the price, I would be so much better off personally right now because of that. So that's something that I would encourage you to think about too, is if you're looking at this right now and you're saying, man, I'm getting my butt kicked. You know, I'm not saying throw more money in. That would be a ridiculous thing. That would be just absolutely irresponsible. But even if you are scared and you take your money out and you do, just continue to learn from these markets because they are really crazy. They are really interesting. But I would encourage you to just continue to learn because that is something I think you're doing yourself a disservice if you get highly discouraged at what is going on now. Now, we'll pop over to on-chain FX and we'll take a look at what's happening there. And basically, again, everything is in the red across the board. Bitcoin down 12%, and pretty much all of the other, most of the other altcoins as well are down worse than Bitcoin. So you can see things like Ethereum down 3% against Bitcoin, Ripple down 10% against Bitcoin, which that, you know, Bitcoin is down 12%. So you're talking about 23% against the US dollar. Ripple is so getting worked pretty solidly. Bitcoin Cash down, Cardano down, pretty much everything across the board. Quick shout out to the people that are still telling individuals to keep their money in BitConnect. Is now down 92% in the past 24 hours against the US dollar, down 97% against its all-time high. So, you know, I wouldn't advocate for holding until it goes to zero, or holding anything until it goes to zero. That is scary. That is ridiculous. But if anybody's telling you to buy more to hold on, they are smoking something that you should never touch in your entire life. But looking at what I'm approaching things with now, like I said before yesterday, I dollar cost averaged a little in while I was at 12,000, while the Bitcoin market was at about $12,000. I thought that might be a place where Bitcoin would catch some resistance and maybe catch an upswing. That has not happened at all, really, at this point in time. So, you know, the $12,000 range, I thought maybe around here when I got in, there would be potential for an upswing and I could be maybe buying a little bit of a dip. The dip continued, which is why I also said, hey, I'm keeping some money in reserves in case this goes lower. And right now, I don't have a lot of conviction that we're going to stay above $10,000. I personally don't. I'm keeping money. I'm keeping some fiat in the background right now in case we do dip below $10,000 and head down to that $8,000 range that a lot of people are talking about. Because if we hit 8K, you're going to be seeing altcoins. You're going to be seeing, obviously, Bitcoin trading at a discount, but you're also going to be seeing altcoins trading at a massive discount as well. Because like I've said before, when Bitcoin goes up through the roof, the altcoins bleed out because money goes from the altcoins into Bitcoin because everybody FOMOs in. But when Bitcoin goes down super hard, that also means that typically altcoins are going down really hard as well, if not harder. And part of the reason too is that people sell their altcoins to get into Bitcoin, and then people sell their Bitcoin to get the heck out of the crypto markets. So just something to keep in mind there, but I'm keeping an eye. $10,000 is, we've somewhat bounced off of 10K twice. If we close below 10K, it's going to spell trouble. A little bit worried if we do close about, below 10K, but it is what it is, and these are volatile markets, and you just have to roll with the punches. And if you, again, to the point too where I've said it before and I'll say it again, you know, if you take profits, if you ever have taken profits, don't let anybody tell you that taking profits is bad. That is just a complete falsehood. You're not a weak hand for taking profits. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. So if you want to take profits, if you are freaked out right now, if this is, you know, you got to do with what you're comfortable with. You have to look at yourself. You have to look at your own risk tolerance and see how things are developing. So that is something that, you know, I definitely recommend is take a peek at your own risk tolerance and just make sure that you're fine with where everything is, because we could still see a continuation on this dip below 10K to something like $8,000. Looks like the next level of support is at $8,000. So you're probably going to talk about another potential 20% Bitcoin dip, plus maybe another 20, 30% altcoin dip as well if that breaks 10K. So are you fine with that? Take a look in the mirror. Think if that is the case. If not, come up with a plan to figure it out, whether it's stop loss orders or anything like that. Outside of that, like I said before, I will do my best to provide as much content from Miami, whether it is interviews or if it's just discussions or just commentary as far as what people are talking about and kind of what the trends are, what I'm seeing. So I will definitely do my best to provide some solid content for you guys. If you are new to the channel, by any chance, hit the subscribe button, the notify bell as well. Would love to hear your thoughts on what your plan is right now, what you're doing in these markets. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.